This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A series ended yesterday in kind of undramatic fashion. The Thunder just absolutely dismantled the Minnesota Timberwolves. I was expecting, honestly, a better series than what took place. I was disappointed in Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle in Minnesota, top to bottom. And maybe I should just be looking at the flip side and say giving credit to Oklahoma City, which I am. Looked incredible. But I think you could be both. I could be a little disappointed just as an NBA fan with how things shook out there and how things look like they're going to shake out between the Pacers and the Knicks. 124-94 the final. OKC dominates. It was 26-9 at the end of the first quarter. The game was over. The series is over at that point. They had no shot. Anthony Edwards was not very good in this series. Honestly, throughout the playoffs, a little underwhelming throughout it. I did not think Anthony Edwards had this great coming out party like he did last year in the playoffs, where he did reach the conference finals again and then obviously falling to Dallas. I thought Julius Randle was this team's best player from top to bottom more often than not. But here is Ant-Man, one of the future potential faces of the league, which he said he does not want, by the way. Charles Barkley said he is not part of the face of the league, but he is one of the young up-and-coming stars I think we could all agree on. Here's Ant-Man talking about getting to this point again, and whether he's disappointed or mad or frustrated on how things shook out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's exciting. I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good. Yeah.
So he's saying he's not hurting. He's excited. And you know what? I'm good. When you heard that, he's, mind you, Anthony Edwards, what is he, 23 years old? I mean, this is a guy that's been to back-to-back Western Conference Finals now, still has a lot of basketball, we hope, ahead of him. And that's just a guy that's confident in himself. He's a confident young lad who thinks he's going to get back there. And he's using this positive mental outlook, Joe. And how does that hit you this morning as just a basketball fan when you hear something like that?
I don't think this was his intention, but the way it lands on a fan, fair or not, it's like, I'll be back. Doesn't really matter. And I get where he's coming from because you don't want to show your vulnerability. But as a fan, I don't want to hear my star player not feel the pain that we're feeling at that exact same moment.
The fact that he said, I'm good and I'm excited about the future.
Which is true. I just don't want to hear it right then and there.
Okay.
I want to feel more anguish because the fans feel anguish. Do they not?
They do. Anthony Edwards is kind of an enigma, though. The way he speaks, the way his whole pre-draft process.
I would agree.
Like, he's told us, guys, that basketball is not like his life and blood. Like, that's, it's not what he lives and breathes for every single day. It's his job. He's really good at it. He does love it, but it's not like this thing that he's married to forever. He does have other aspirations in life. And I do think this generation, this upcoming generation, whatever this generation, Gen Z, X, Y, elemental P, I don't know what we're at anymore. But post-millennial generation, they do look at things differently than the millennials, than the boomers, than the gen, I don't know, X, whatever it was before you, Joe. Like, their jobs isn't the end-all be-all in life anymore. And I do think a lot of these young players look at basketball saying, hey, I grew up loving sports. I love it. But I'm not going to be in love with it. I'm not going to dedicate every single thing to this game like the Stephs, the Kobes, the LeBrons, that diehard nature. Not to say that other players his age don't feel that. Some of them do. I do think there is a shift in mindset overall where they're not going to live and die with all of these results like some of the players of the past, like Michael Jordan. He'd be sick to, he remembers, and Tom Brady's built like this too, they remember the losses in the big games, and the big moments, and the Super Bowls and the finals more so than they do the wins. Now, Michael never lost in the finals, but he remembers those early days against the Pistons or the Celtics and losing those ones, and that fueled him, and he took everything personally, right? That's how they're wired. Tom Brady, he's going to remember what? That he couldn't get that perfect season. That's going to stick with him more so than any of those wins against the Rams or against Kansas City. Like that loss, those losses to Eli Manning and Nick Foles are going to stick with him for the rest of his life, and they're going to gnaw at him. Steph, the same way. He spoke about it. He still has nightmares about 2016. Like that's going to stick with him. LeBron, same things. He's going to have nightmares, conversely, about Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. I don't think the next star player is going to be wired like that going forward. The majority of them are going to be more wired like Anthony Edwards. And honestly, I can't be mad at the guy. I can't be mad at that.
Name a player. I actually kind of disagree with you on the point you made at the end. They're not going to be wired like that moving. Is Patrick Mahomes wired that way?
He is.
He's closer to Kobe and Steph.
He's also going to be 30. He's my age.
No, but I'm saying.
There's a generational here that I don't think. That's a different generation, though. That's my generation.
You think Jaden Daniels was just happy to be there last year?
Yes, I do. Probably.
I remember seeing him. He was hurt on that podium.
Of course.
And I'm not saying you have to hurt and show vulnerability at every single level.
He was a rookie, though. He was a rookie that made the NFC Championship game. Right? Like,
I don't know. I think there's a way you have to be wired to be one of the greats in sports. And I think there's a common denominator. Maniacally obsessed and everything matters. That's how all the... Like, I'm not saying you can't be really good at your craft. What I'm saying is if you want to be all-time legendary great, there's an obsession level in any industry that you need to have as a base requirement.
This is a good question from Sam. He posed this to us. Do you think this might be more of an NBA-focused and that NFL players are wired just differently from sport to sport?
Just in the under 25
crowd. Trevor Lawrence got grief because he even like alluded to the fact that football wasn't his number one passion.
That people
alluded to it.
We're going back to the pre-draft. That's why I mentioned Anthony Edwards. People looked at him differently. He's like, yeah, man, like I like rap. I like all this other stuff. Yeah, basketball's cool. It's cool. It's not like I'm not like in love with it, but I'm really good at it. So I'm going to continue to do it. I think you'd find that more often than not in locker rooms. I do think in basketball and football and everything, there's a lot of people that are really good at their sport that do it for the paycheck.
I do believe
I'm not saying he's just doing it for the paycheck.
No, I know what you're saying. I do think there's a culture in basketball where you never want to show any weakness.
Right.
There's this weird over the top, like we know in football, just to play the sport,
you're tough.
You better be insane.
Yes.
Right. And extremely tough. And I do believe that there's like a, I'm too cool for that attitude, just in general, that permeates the NBA. And I think that's basketball as a whole, right? And I think it's there's a lot we can dissect regarding AAU culture and the come up and all that. But the common denominator of anyone who's great in any industry is obviously a baseline of physical excellence or mental excellence in any given field, but an obsession level. You have to love the mundane. Love the mundane. You have to love practice. You do not get good by just showing up. All of these guys have patented the craft of just preparation to a degree of obsession that can't even be fathomed by the casual person.
I want to play this one more time. Again, this is Anthony Edwards as the Minnesota Timberwolves get knocked out in 5 games in the Western Conference Finals. Oklahoma City advances. Anthony Edwards on if he's hurting after back-to-back Western Conference Finals losses now in back-to-back years.
It's exciting. I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good.
There was a host at our station that said this, Mark Willard, the Super Bowl or try again for the Niners. He uttered that last year when they were going on that Super Bowl run. Super Bowl or try again. It wasn't Super Bowl or bust. That's kind of the mindset Anthony Edwards has. Oh, well, NBA Finals, we'll try again. Western Conference Finals, we'll try again.
But
that's what it is.
No, I know. But I guess what I would say to you is that for Ant Edwards to take that next leap forward, right, for him in his career, like, I hate to go to the Brady on you, but Brady has the greatest quote of all time. And I think this is how I live in my radio life. If you're going to beat me, you better dedicate your entire life to beating me. Everything I do is going to be baked into, like yesterday, I'm going to dinner with my wife. I'm taking a 25-minute call with the boss where we're just discussing certain things and obsessing about it. How many times did I call you yesterday? Yeah. How many times did I call Sam? Now this is just a normal day for me. But my life is dedicated around being great at this.
Yeah.
And you could say, Joe, you're not even that talented. I know I'm not that talented. That's why I have to work extra hard. Tom Brady said that I am going to dedicate my life to this. So if you're going to beat me, you better dedicate every waking moment of your life to be better than me at this. Do you think Steph Curry enjoys his life?
Yes.
I do too. He's at Bottle Rock having fun. But do you also think that he has dedicated pretty much every facet of his life to being a maximum whatever he can be as a basketball player? He has tried to maximize his skills.
Yes.
I agree. Now, I'm not saying that Anthony Edwards isn't maximizing himself at all, but that mindset, I think, does need a little tweaking as you get older. And look, who you are at 23 is not who you are at 27,
no.
32, 38, 41. LeBron's probably calibrated and recalibrated and rechanged himself. But no, I think he's saying that out loud. I wonder what he really thinks inside.
Well, he might just have that. Like, that might be his personality. Like, that might be the real Anthony Edwards we're seeing right there. He's usually himself all the time.
He said he's going to work hard.
He's going to, no, of course.
He said he's going to work hard.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I'm excited about the future. Like, listen, everyone wants to be upset, but his whole mantra is this positive mental outlook. And I can't fault people that feel that way. I think a lot more people would feel better about themselves if they thought the way Anthony Edwards did. But I think a lot of us are wired, like you, like me sometimes, which is like, I hate losing so much. I hate losing more than I love winning. And I do think that's something that's lost on a lot of people going forward now. And I don't, and again, I'm going to be 32 years old next week. I'm not old man that's yelling at cloud. Yeah. I understand, but that's just me. And I think the Stephs, they hate losing more than they love winning. LeBron, actually at this stage, LeBron, I don't know. I'm actually kind of questioning that for the first time. Just listen to his post-career. He's 40 and he's playing with his son. I think he's won at life. I think he's
okay.
I think he might be at that chapter who says, you know what? I'm going to hand it off to Luka. He's going to be the next guy. I got to play with my son. That's awesome. Maybe I'll get to play with both of them. Who knows? Like Kobe towards the end there, I think he knew it was time towards the end where he's like, yeah, you know, like the moment he stopped loving like the game is when he hung it up. Not to say that again, Anthony Edwards doesn't love the game. Maybe, just maybe he doesn't love it as much as some of these other guys. It did kind of rub me the wrong way a little bit when Jimmy Butler was like, we'll get some coffee. Play
no
some dominoes.
Doubt that bugged me.
We'll play some dominoes, get some coffee. Everything's fine.
Do you think Jokic is great?
I think he's awesome. I think he's one of the greatest players in the history of the sport.
Right.
But it bothers me, Joe. I think you're going to bring this up.
Okay.
When he has this nonchalant nature about him saying, I don't want to be at the parade. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Well, then what are we doing?
Like, both things can be true.
Yes.
He's amazing. He's an all-time talent. There's also a small bit of Pablo Sandoval in him where I view him and I'm like, well, if you just transformed your body a little and dedicated your nutrition and I'm dead serious on this, I think you would be even that much better.
I do. I do think Jokic is fine, though. Like, again, he plays
he
the altitude.
Exhausted down the stretch.
There is one big difference, though, between Jokic and these other players is look at Jokic's stats in all these games.
Incredible.
Anthony Edwards didn't show up for two of these games in this whole series. Like, and then to come in post-game and say that,
agree.
That pisses me off as a fan.
I would agree. But I think when I watch LeBron and Steph Curry, what makes them so unique, Kobe as well, again, the lifestyle dedication to the nutrition and the body, like, that's the hallmark of Jerry Rice. Yep. That's the hallmark of Tom Brady. Just look, again, we're not talking about being great. We're talking about being one of the greatest ever in your sport. Tiger Woods.
Yep.
He's like, look at the field. Look at me.
Yep.
You tell me who really wants to have a 30-year career. Now, Tiger did things to himself off the field, but he set the standard for the next generation. And you look at the Scotties and the Rorys, they've dedicated their life to fitness and body and within that sport.
Koepka did.
So some people can get away with it. Some people can, you know, do the, as I call it, the Pablo Sandoval and have a very great career, make a lot of money, and just kind of get by. But I think if you want to be one of the greatest ever in said sport, these are the differentiators.
Does it matter how you say and when you say something like that? Just getting eliminated the way you did and not really showing up at all in that series against probably the best team in the league and the best team going forward into next season. Does that rub you the wrong way? Just as a basketball fan, 888-957-9570 is the number.
Or a sports fan,
I think. Or a sports fan.
Because you want to feel that your players care as much as you? I'm not saying he doesn't, but I want them to say it.
If he's supposed to be the next face of the league, we all kind of want... I want him to be the next face of the league. I want him to hurt a little more. And I do think this is kind of a shifting in mentality with some of these players going forward, where it's just like, you know what? They may just not hate losing as much as they love winning. Just kind of that old mentality.
You mentioned
Tom, which was a good one, saying you better dedicate your entire life. The reason Kobe is labeled as Kobe's labeled as selfish and that he was a ball hog.
He was mad at Shaq, and I agree with him.
Yep.
Shaq's an all-time player.
Yes.
Shaq could have been even better.
They could have won 6 or 7 titles, it felt like.
Yep. Shaq left a little on the chopping block.
Yep.
As great as his career was.
He'd admit it too.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
And there's things he admits in terms of regret and whatnot. And he had one of the greatest careers ever. And he's loved.
Yep.
Kobe is immortalized. Now, part of it is passing away.
Yes.
But Kobe was immortalized toward the end because we felt like, as a fan of the sport, he squeezed every ounce out of that body. Yep. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. And then also the Redeem team, all that, the way he worked. And he was pushing guys like LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Carlos Boozer, Chris Paul, all those players on that Olympic team, pushed them and made them feel bad about even how much they cared about the game.
Yes.
Right? Made them question how much they loved the game. Man, I don't love it as much as Kobe. Maybe I should be here at 5 or 6 in the morning working out with him. Now there's give and take there. Did he work out too much? Did he do too much to his body? He even admitted that after his career was over that, you know what? I wish I rested just a little bit more when it comes to the
Miguel,
workout.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
He just finished his career and he talked about and part of his was boozing, right? Like he has admitted this.
Yeah.
Right?
He had an alcohol problem. He admitted.
He had one of the greatest careers, one of the great Marlin careers of all time, and Detroit Tiger careers. And they've been around for 150 years.
Triple crown winner.
He could have been better. And he said it. He's like, I left a lot of my career and the last however many years were left on the chopping block because of things I did.
Yep.
And not dedicating my fitness, my lifestyle, and having, you know, this issue with drinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.